This Wednesday, March 12th, the Footlights Dance Performance Series in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus concludes their spring program with Doug Elkins, Hapless Bazaar. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. One of the most imaginative and clever dance events in recent Williams Center memory was Doug Elkins' 2008 fanciful Fräulein Maria. Now Elkins returns with the same wit, style, and gleeful sense of fun, as Lafayette audiences will be among the first to see his new work, Hapless Bazaar, juried by the National Dance Project for exemplary merit. Elkins has gathered a multi-talented cast with backgrounds in dance, theater, music, and circus to make a full-length work teetering along the brink of high and low art. Guided by the politics and histories of early performers like Chaplin, Tati, Keaton, and the Marx Brothers, all of whom pursued a populist aesthetic with serious intentions, the project will explore the fault lines that separate choreography and physical comedy to ask, where does slapstick end and dance begin? Director of the Williams Center for the Arts is Ellis Finger.
The Williams Center has its final dance performance of the year with the company of Doug Elkins. Those of you who followed our dance presentations at the Williams Center will certainly remember his send-up of the music, of the Sound of Music, in the dance called Fräulein Maria that he brought here 3 years ago. We were so impressed with the cleverness and the fun of that piece that we invited him to come back this year with a brand new dance called Hapless Bazaar. This is supported by a prestigious award from the National Dance Project for creative funding to make this new dance. He's gone back to the physical comedy world of Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton, and there is a clowning expert as part of the cast. It's going to have a lot of physical comedy, but a lot of references to other familiar styles of popular dance, dance in popular culture, and Doug Elkins is such a marvelous quotation guy of some of the great choreographers from American dance, international dance, that those viewers who know a thing or two about modern dance will spot him weaving in a lot of references to other dance makers. It's going to be a ton of fun. Physical comedy, you can almost imagine the silent movie virtuosity of these figures like Charlie Chaplin and Buster Keaton, and how easily that adapts well to the stage in modern contemporary dance, with some antics and a combination of a lot of different fun-making skills of physical humor.
Seeing dance programs at the Williams Center, I was struck with the super wide palette.
Right.
And he has carved out a niche that I didn't even know existed, where you can have slapstick. His send-up of Sound of Music was funny, physically engaging, doing great quotes. At the same time, it was an exuberant and great modern dance, but it delved into a realm of comedy that I wouldn't have thought was part of your modern dance.
Doug Elkins is incredible. He was one of the earlier non-African-American dancers to delve into hip-hop, and he made it such a seamless part of his choreographic vocabulary that it seemed totally organic and totally natural for him. It's that stretch in the different styles that he likes to embrace that he auditions his dancers to bring these styles on stage. So for him to move from the hip-hop of African-American culture to the world of Julie Andrews and the Sound of Music, and now to the world of Chaplin and Keaton and clowning, this is totally natural and totally unsurprising to me, and I think it's going to make for a beautiful evening of dance. This is the new work. Before the era of sound and movies, the physicality of the work had to be the prevailing skill. You think of the evolution from the era of physical comedy and silent films forward into the era of clowns in circus, and now into the era of Cirque Soleil, extraordinarily beautiful, extraordinarily exact, and what you see the Cirque Soleil actors do is nothing if not choreography with some remarkable stagecraft as well. So that's the arena that you're going to climb into when you come to the Williams Center to see Doug Elkins in this new piece called Hapless Bazaar. And for this limited tour, he's paired it with another extraordinary dance, which I have seen. It's called Moortown Redux. It plays upon the Moor, which is Iago in Shakespeare, but he takes it to Motown because all the music that he uses in this dance is the popular hits of the Motown singers. It references the drama of Shakespeare's Othello that was worked into modern dance by José Limón in a quite beautiful and really iconic dance called the Moor's Pavon. This is a dance made in the 50s, four dancers representing Othello, Iago, Desdemona, and Emilia. And it enacts the tragedy of Iago persuading Othello that Desdemona is cheating on him. And it involves the discovery of a handkerchief, the planting of a handkerchief, and then Othello flying into a rage and killing Desdemona. This is done in Doug Elkin's version of Jose Limon's Moore's Pavane with the song from Motown, I Heard It on the Grapevine.
Director of the Williams Center, Ellis Finger. Doug Elkin's Hapless Bazaar is on stage tomorrow, Wednesday, March 12th at 8 p.m. in the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. For more information, the box office number is 610-330-5009. More information also available at williamscenter.lafayette.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.